In 2009, there was a change in the law in relation to rights of way. The issue has suddenly become more important because there's a deadline of December 1st of this year for registering right of ways under the current but ongoing system. To explain more, I'm joined by Solicitor Karen Walsh of Walsh & Partners Solicitors. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Patricia.
And you're very welcome to the programme. I suppose, firstly, start by explaining what is a right of way. And do many of us use them without even really thinking about them?
So there's many people that have rights of way and enjoy them without ever really thinking about them or really appreciating them, probably until someone tries to take it away from you. So you may have, for example, accessed your house or farmland through another neighbour's private property, through a private lane or roadway that's not taken in charge by the local authority, and that you use to benefit your property and that you've been using. So, for example, a prescriptive right-of-way is a right-of-way that one has been using for 20 years and upwards without interruption and without any agreement or contract, continuously and without any interruption. And so you acquire a prescriptive right-of-way on that basis.
So, and then what changes were introduced? It's under the Land and Conveyancing Law Reform Act of 2009.
So this act attempted to simplify the law regarding rights of way by prescription. So the act changed the law in relation to the length of time needed to establish a right of way and provides for a new user period of 12 years. So just as I suppose to break it down simply, so up until the 31st of November of this year, a person claiming a right of way by a long user can continue to claim a right of way under the Prescription Act, and must establish they have used the right-of-way for a minimum of 20 years. So there's many people would be using rights-of-way from predecessors in title. They might have inherited land. They might be using the same right-of-way for 80, 100 years.
Mm.
So in December, what can be relied on then is the 12 years from the 1st of December 2021. So the 12 years up until the date of your application. So the first claim would be from the 1st of December 2021 based on use commencing from the 1st of December 2009.
So you're saying people now need to register the right of way. And if you don't register the right of way, could the landowner then stop you using it?
Ideally you should try and register it before the deadline, because you can rely on 20 years, if you've been using it for 8 years, you can rely on all that user period.
Mm.
And also, I suppose, if you're dealing with someone, if whoever owns this roadway or pathway, if you have a good relationship with them and you don't know who's going to inherit that land in time, I mean, you would be well advised to try and register it and have it registered on your title.
Yeah, because the argument, sure, my neighbour would never stop me using the laneway, but that could be a problem if my neighbour in years to come, God forbid, passes away and no longer owns the laneway and somebody else moves in.
Yes, and they could, then you might be dealing with someone who may cause. Now, if you have a prescriptive right of way, you have that right. It's just your right is not registered. So you have acquired that right. So no one can stop you going up and down and using this right of way. But it's just the significance is now they want the Conveyancing Act wants it all registered on your title, and because banks prefer it and that the right of way is registered, purchaser solicitors will ask, is the right of way registered? So and also I suppose it's there, if there's ever a dispute about it, you're certainly in a stronger position if your right of way is registered than unregistered. If someone tries to block your access, if someone sends you a solicitor's letter saying you can't go up and down there, or you shouldn't be going up and down that road, and if you're dealing with a landowner in time who you don't have a good relationship with.
Yeah, and we know that people fall out with neighbours, even within families people can fall out with each other, and someone might decide to get a bit bulgy about the right of way. How does one go about registering a right of way?
So at the moment there's three ways you can go about registering. So I suppose the easiest way to explain it is by an example. So let's say Johnny has been accessing a part of his farmland for 80 years through one person's land, a neighbour. And let's say they have a good relationship, or maybe not. So the easiest way to do it is what I tell is to tell all clients is, if you have a good relationship, you call to your neighbour you say you'd like to formalise the position as it exists on the ground and register right of way, and would they be agreeable to signing a deed of right of way that would be drafted by Johnny's solicitor? And if they say yes, then a deed would be prepared, a map would be prepared showing the route of the right of way, the neighbour would be written to, giving a copy of the deed, advised that they should seek independent advice. Normally, Johnny would pay the neighbour's costs, the legal costs, because there's no benefit to the landowner really executing the deed of right of way. They shouldn't have to incur legal fees if it's no benefit to them. So, and then the right is executed, it's lodged in the land registry, and it's there forever on the title.
And is it expensive?
It's not expensive. That's the easiest way of getting your right of way registered, and the cheapest way of getting your right of way registered, because it's all done by agreement.
Okay, but what if Johnny's neighbour says, no, I don't want you accessing my laneway?
So if Johnny says, actually, I don't want you, I don't want to sign a deed of right of way, so you will have to ask, your solicitor then will advise Johnny, and Johnny will have to be written to formally then stating that you have been using this land for 60, 70, 80 years, you have acquired a prescriptive right, there's been no interruption, there was no agreement, there was no consent given this right away. Johnny's used it continuously, calling upon him now to sign a deed, and eventually you'll have to send a few letters giving the neighbour time to consider it and get advice and to consider the position, and eventually you may have to threaten court proceedings if he's not agreeable to signing a right of way, because Johnny has acquired the right, he has the right, it's just not registered. So it's not for the landowner where the right of way is to dispute that. If Johnny has satisfied that he has acquired a prescriptive right of way, the landowner may say, well, you haven't acquired a prescriptive right of way, and I suppose that's something then that may end up in court, and it comes down to oral evidence as to whether this right has actually been acquired by prescription.
Okay, what about a listener who says, I don't want my neighbour using our laneway. He only uses it because it shortens his journey from accessing one side of his farm to the other side. He could go another way, but it's a longer route. Is that a right of way? So he's doing it to shorten his trip.
If it's not really whether or not he's using it to shorten his trip or whether he's another access. The question is, has this man been using it continuously, without interruption, without agreement, without a contract, for upwards of 20 years? Then this man has acquired a prescriptive right of way.
Yeah. Someone else says, what do you do if somebody blocks off your right of way?
If you have a prescriptive right of way, you need to instruct your solicitor you need to ask your neighbour kindly to remove the gate or whatever else has been put up, or to give you a key to the gate. To not interfere with, impede your access, to interfere with your right of way. If he doesn't agree to that, then you need to instruct your solicitor to send a letter to him.
But there's an exact example of why you need to register a right of way. If that person has registered their right of way, then that person can't be blocked from using it.
Yes. I mentioned there was three ways of registering your right of way. So the third option that's available is you can lodge a land registry application. It means you don't have to call to your neighbour and ask them, will they sign a deed of right of way? The difficulty with that application is the landowner where the right of way exists doesn't have to consent to it, but the land registry will write out to that landowner and give him an opportunity to lodge a legal objection. And if there's a legal objection lodged and it's valid, the land registry feel it's valid, the land registry will reject the application and you're almost back to square one. And the deadline could have passed also.
What happens if a right of way is only visited once a year, says a listener?
Well, you have to be using, for prescription, you have to be using a right of way continuously without an interruption. It has to be used on a regular basis for it to be a right of way.
Another listener says, what if you want to build and you need to get planning permission? Can you get it if both owners are using the same entrance?
If you've been using that entrance, I mean, a few people will use the right of way. It could be the landowner who owns it, but a few people will use the right of way, it depends on, it comes down to your particular circumstance. Have you been using it for 20 years? Have you acquired a prescriptive right? You may share that access with the owner of that particular land.
Is it going to affect people going for a mortgage to build a house, for example, if there isn't a registered right of way?
Yes, it will. Yeah. So banks don't like unregistered rights of way, and purchaser solicitors now are going to be asking in pre-contract inquiries, and have been doing so since this Act came in, is the right of way registered? A right of way registered is far more attractive than an unregistered right of way from a conveyancing point of view, from a bank point of view. There will be no dispute once it's registered. It's crystal clear then on the terms of the right of way, I suppose the type of usage, whether it's a residential, agricultural, commercial, all purposes. So certainly it is. If you're planning to sell land now in the next few months, the next few years, and you have an unregistered right of way, you'd be well advised to register it in advance of putting it on the market.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, in the majority of cases, the neighbours will be fine about it, but you just, you know, you can get people who just don't get on for whatever reason. And this deadline is important. It's the 1st of December 2021.
The new regime comes in on the 1st of December.
Oh, sorry. So the 30th of November is the date for registering. So your advice is contact your solicitor, Karen.
Yes. And if you think, don't assume your right is registered, double check your deeds, get your solicitor to double check your deeds. And then if it's not registered, you need to take steps, because it can take time depending. Every situation is different. And also you could be dealing with a few landowners. My example was quite simplified. There was only one landowner involved. You could be dealing with four or five landowners.
All using the same right of way?
Yeah. Well, okay. All owning a bit of the right of way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the laneway could stretch down a good bit. Yeah, goodness me, bit of a nightmare. Okay. Listen, Karen, good words of advice. Thank you for that. And thanks for joining us on the programme.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning to you. That is Karen Walsh of Walsh & Partners, solicitors based in Dublin and in Cork. Check out your right of way, please.